Welcome to Coaching in Progress, the podcast for pioneering insights, strategies, and solutions designed to empower high-impact teams and organizations. I'm Vito Abruzzi, your host. Today, we'll explore how applying storytelling principles can turn a group of individuals into a cohesive, motivated force. Let's roll.
All right, so imagine your team working together more like, I say, the Avengers, each with their own strengths, but all working towards a shared goal. That's what we're going to unlock today, how using storytelling can actually totally transform teams and help them perform better.
Yeah, it really is a shift in perspective. You shared this newsletter called Coaching in Progress, and it's a really smart look at how storytelling, I mean, we usually think about storytelling for marketing, communicating outwardly, you know, but it can be used internally to make a really strong team culture and a real sense of shared identity.
I'll be honest, I always thought of storytelling as something you do with kids. Like bedtime story is not something that could really like impact a team's work.
Right, but this newsletter makes you rethink that, huh?
Totally, yeah.
It really stresses how every team already has a story, whether they know it or not. It's kind of woven into all their experiences together, the highs and lows, you know, the stuff they've dealt with as a group. And the key is to like recognize that story and shape it. So everyone on the team really feels like a vital part of it.
So it's like every team's a novel just waiting to be written. But the most successful teams are the ones actually shaping their own story.
Exactly. Think about a good book or a movie that you really love. You've got a plot that pulls you in, characters you remember, and everyone's working towards the same goal. It's the same for building a team that really works well. Now, to make this team storytelling idea a reality, the newsletter uses the work of this guy, Ian Cheng. He's a game designer and philosopher. And he talks about two things that are super important for any team to really thrive: vitality and autonomy.
Okay, those sound interesting. What do they actually mean when we're talking about teams?
So vitality is kind of like the energy of the team. It's how they grow and change together, not just doing the same old stuff. Teams with a lot of vitality can adapt to anything. They're resilient and they're always pushing themselves to do better.
So it's not just about, you know, getting work done on time. It's more about that shared energy and moving forward together. I can see how that would be really useful in business these days when everything changes so fast.
Absolutely. And along with vitality, you have autonomy, which means each person on the team feels like they can contribute to how the team grows. They're not just following orders, they've got the freedom to help decide where the team's story goes, you know, bringing their own creativity and ideas to the table.
So vitality is what drives the team forward. And autonomy lets each person add to that energy in their own way.
You got it. And this is where the leader of the team, especially CEOs and team leaders like you, become really important. Cheng has this idea that a leader isn't just a boss telling people what to do. They're what he calls an emissary.
An emissary? That's a really different way to think about it. Tell me more.
So the emissary isn't focused on managing all the tasks. They're all about the team's vision, inspiring and motivating everyone while making sure there's that vitality and autonomy, like a guide helping the team find their own way within the bigger story.
I really like that. It's not about controlling every little thing the team does. It's more about giving them the power to figure things out themselves. So less of a director and more of a mentor helping the team write their own story.
Exactly. It's all about making a space where the team feels energized and they feel like they can really use their talents and ideas. And to make this whole storytelling approach, you know, more practical, something you can actually use as a leader. The newsletter talks about this idea from Eric Bernay about structuring time as a way to get your team more involved and give them a shared purpose.
Okay, so we're getting down to the nitty-gritty now. What's this structuring time all about?
So Brené was this psychiatrist, and he did a lot of work in something called transactional analysis. And he said that people are always trying to structure their time so they don't get bored and to find meaning in what they're doing. He talked about two main ways to do this: games and scripts.
Games and scripts. Sounds like we're back in the storytelling world again.
Yeah, we are. But this time we're thinking about how those ideas work within a team, like their everyday routines and how they interact with each other. Games are those structured activities and rituals that bring some energy to the team, keep things interesting.
So things like team building activities, celebrating when you achieve something, or even just having a fun tradition you do for certain projects. Those could definitely help people feel more connected and like they're all in it together.
Exactly. And then you've got the scripts. Those are the bigger plans and goals that give everyone a sense of direction and purpose, like the overall story that makes those individual game and activities meaningful.
So the games make things fun and keep people engaged every day. And the scripts make sure everyone's moving in the same direction towards a common goal, like a roadmap for your team's story.
That's a great way to put it. Now, to add another layer to all this, the newsletter brings in Ian Cheng's idea of the four creative masks. He says that each person on a team can be one or more of these masks, bringing their own strengths to the table.
Okay, masks. This is getting interesting.
Yep.
Tell me about these four masks.
Okay, so first you've got the director. All about organization and structure. They're the ones who keep projects moving and make sure everything's going smoothly.
So like the classic project manager. Keeps everyone focused and on track.
Exactly. Then you've got the cartoonist. They're the creative ones, the ones who bring new ideas and challenge the way things are done.
Every team needs a cartoonist to shake things up. What about the other two?
Okay, so there's the hacker. Loves to solve problems and come up with really innovative solutions. Thinking outside the box, figuring out clever ways to get past roadblocks.
The ultimate problem solver. Gotta have one of those, especially in the business world these days. And the last mask.
The last one is the emissary. We talked about them earlier with leadership. They're the ones who really believe in the team's vision, inspiring everyone and bringing different perspectives together.
It's like putting together a team of superheroes. Everyone has their own special skills and talents. And when you see those talents and appreciate them, you can create a really dynamic team, a team that can achieve amazing things.
Absolutely. That's what's so great about this whole storytelling approach. It's not just about words. It's about creating a world where everyone feels connected and they feel like they can do their best work.
This has been such an eye-opening deep dive. I'm really starting to see how storytelling is so much more than just a nice idea. It's a powerful tool for making teams stronger and more engaged, all working together towards the same goals.
And the best part is that the story never ends. It keeps changing as the team grows and faces new challenges.
So we're not just asking, what's our team's story? We're also asking, what's the next chapter we want to write together?
Exactly. As leaders and CEOs, you have this amazing chance to shape that narrative, to guide your team towards a vision you all share, and to create a story that's meaningful and makes a real difference.
It really is about those little things, isn't it? And how they all add up to the team's story. So what I'm getting is that building a strong team story, it's not just about having a mission statement or, you know, a vision board. It's about actually creating a culture where those ideas turn into real actions and experiences.
Exactly. It's about making those ideas part of how the team works every day. Remember, vitality and autonomy. Those are like the foundation for a great team story.
And to build that foundation, we can use those tools from Burne, the games, to keep things exciting. And the scripts to give everyone a sense of purpose and direction.
Right. Think of it like building a house. You need a solid foundation, first vitality and autonomy. Then you have the beams and supports that hold everything up. Those are your scripts, giving the team structure and direction. And the games are like all the details, the colors, the textures, all the stuff that makes the house a home, a place where people want to be.
I like that. It shows how all those pieces work together.
And the best part is the story never really ends. It keeps going. It changes as the team grows and takes on new challenges.
So the question for leaders isn't just what's our team's story, but what's the next chapter we want to write together?
Exactly. As leaders and CEOs, you have this amazing power to shape the story, to help your team achieve a shared vision, and to create a story that's really meaningful and makes a difference.
This whole deep dive has been eye-opening for me. I've got a whole new way of looking at teams and how powerful storytelling can be. I feel ready to take these ideas back to my team and start using them right away.
And remember, it's not about forcing a story on your team. It's about creating it together. A story that reflects their strengths, their values, what they want to achieve. Pay attention to the stories that are already happening within your team. Listen to them, celebrate their successes, learn from their challenges. That's how you tap into the power of storytelling to help your team reach its full potential.
This has been an amazing deep dive. I've gotten so many great insights and practical ideas I can use. So to everyone listening, building a great team isn't just about tasks and numbers. It's about creating a shared story, a story that everyone feels connected to and excited to be a part of. So go out there, find your team's story, and start writing that next chapter together.
Thank you for joining me on Coaching in Progress. If you enjoyed today's episode, don't forget to read the Coaching in Progress newsletter on LinkedIn, where we discuss the insights and strategies covered. Let's keep the conversation going. Follow along and stay connected for more tools to empower your teams and elevate your leadership. Goodbye.